Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a story that's getting a lot of traction on social media. 866-391-1020. I want to hear what you have to say. The WPIAL has made its finding, has released its finding. This is the Connellsville Alderdice hearing. The WPIAL says they have decided to view the situation as an opportunity to educate and heal instead of punishing either school or their student athletes. Margie is a mother whose student was involved in this incident back when it happened. We talked to her then. She joins us now. Thank you so much for taking the time, Margie. What did you think when you heard the WPIAL's decision yesterday?
I wasn't surprised of their decision. I am primarily grateful that Whipple has said that they found credible the Alderdice players, including my son and the other boy, who were racially taunted by Connellsville.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very gratifying that they are accepting that to be true. It was a very difficult situation for the boys to stand up for themselves and testify at the hearing. And it was really the community support and the willingness of people to support our petition that provided a lot of courage to the boys to stick up for racial justice.
I was going to say, so at the end of the day, you felt like your kids were heard. And so often our kids don't feel like anyone is listening or believing.
Exactly. And then here, Whipple is directing both schools to undergo anti-racial and other comprehensive training about human relations. And Connellsville is still denying any misconduct or the racial attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's essential that for any change to happen, that there be some training and some intervention. And Whipple has directed that to happen. I think everybody can benefit from that training. And so the fact that Alderdice students and Connellsville students will all be receiving training through the Department of Justice on, I believe it's racial relations and other those sorts of issues that come up is, I think, can only benefit all the people involved.
Now, let me ask you this. I mean, do you think that's training that should have existed anyway, that should have been existed before these incidents happened?
I would like there to be much more training in schools, both on implicit bias and anti-racial training. It would be wonderful if there was a thorough system of training in all of the schools, but especially when there have been allegations of when we know that a particular school is having issues with that and it's being, you know, attacking either people within their own school or at another school.
Now, I'm just curious because I don't know a whole lot about how this works. So did you go to the hearing last night?
Yes, I went to the hearing and myself, my husband, and my son testified. He was one of the people with the that was attacked with the racial slur. And then the other student from Alderdice, who was also attacked with the racial slur, also testified at the hearing, and his parents were also there.
Now, is this kind of set up like a courtroom? I mean, is it like the board of directors is sitting around and then you come before them kind of at a table or something and tell your story? Is that how it's set up?
All the members of the Whipple Board of Directors were sitting around a large tables arranged sort of in a large C shape.
Okay.
And then the other people sat more of like in an audience. And then when it was time for anyone to give their testimony, then they would move more towards the front.
Okay. And the audience was people invested in this story. So either representatives of people connected to Alderdice or people connected to Connellsville?
Exactly.
Okay.
And you, yes, we weren't all in the hearing for all of the hearing. It was the officials of the schools were there for the whole hearing from what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
But the individual families involved were only in there during the time that their child was testifying.
And then I'm curious if you know, how diverse is the board of directors of the WPIAL?
I did not see much racial, if any, racial diversity on the board of directors.
Okay.
I cannot say 100% for mm-hmm. sure because my mind was, I was very
sure.
concerned for my own son during it. There were both males and females mm-hmm. on the board, and it did seem to me while I was in the room, they all seemed genuinely concerned and paying close attention to what was being said, which was very helpful for my son,
I was going to say, for the kids in particular. And how did
yeah.
your son feel after it was over and he heard the WPIAL's decision?
I have not spoken to him. The decision just came out this morning.
Okay, and he's in school probably.
So
yeah.
Yes. So I know that he felt good that he had done his part to make a record
mm-hmm.
so that let's hope this doesn't happen again. But now at least there's a record of 2 years in a row. WPIAL knows. Connellsville knows. Everybody who plays Connellsville knows that this has happened 2 years in a row. And if it should happen again, I'm counting on WPIAL and any other school involved to take decisive and strong measures if it still continues even after this point.
Indeed. We'll see what happens. Margie, thanks so much for sharing your story today. Good luck, and let's hope this is the end of this.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Have a good day. Yeah, let's hope we don't have to talk to Margie or any other parent again. Let's hope this is the end of it. I do find it interesting, and one of the reasons why I asked her how diverse was that board of directors, because, and again, I don't know, maybe someone can call in and tell us, how does one get on the board of directors of the WPIAL? Because maybe that's something that needs to be addressed as well. If we look at these ongoing issues with the WPIAL, sometimes if you're not at the table, then you don't get to be heard as loudly and clearly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.